Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You can't wink. You just kind of, you do one eye, then you do the other eye. You do one camera one.
Can't really do it that well.
Hey, guys. Hi.
Hey, everyone.
It's us.
Everyone.
You know who we're talking to. We're talking to you. And you know who you are. Friends, this is us. This is Top Chef. This is AfterBuzz. This is All Stars Season 17, Get With The Program, Episode 7.
Episode 7, Lucky Number 7.
Lucky 7.
For some people.
This is, we like to open up the show with a little taste of the Gordons. This is Dave. Dave's quarantine hobbies include running, growing out his Moni, that's man pony, and seeing how many different kinds of chili he can make. And spoiler alert, a lot of different kinds.
Chili's good.
I know. The one today was really good.
It's very easy to change and, you know, make lots of variety. It's great.
I'm here for it.
Anywho, and this is Anne. And she spent her week battling the mice that have made our home their home. She was in a death battle to see who would eat the most cheese. She won by a lot. Quite frankly, I was hoping that they would win because that might mean that they found their way into...
What? Death?
No, not death. We do the nice kind.
We have the nice kind, but
it's
guys,
like not pleasant for them.
Is anything worse than mice? A pandemic, but what about a mice after the pandemic or during it? No thanks. It actually relates to Top Chef. Why are there so many mice in people's houses right now?
We have a theory. We're talking to some professionals, but our working theory is that since the restaurants are closed, the mice are looking for new sources of food and water.
And
they smell the delicious aromas coming from our home. And
from
it's very
from the chili.
It's very inviting.
You guys, what is on tap per se for this episode of Top Chef? Most importantly, wine.
Dry Riesling from the Finger Lakes, right of you in New York.
Yeah, if we were any New York people.
Looking for a drive in a place that's not very crowded.
I want to go to the Finger Lakes.
Yeah, why not?
You guys, episode 7 of Top Chef All-Stars was like the warm-up sequence in Rocky. Not the training sequence. That's different. That's a montage kind of thing. The warm-up sequence because it's the moment before the big fight. It's the episode where the chef testants are prepping for culinary battle, which is Restaurant Wars. And they're prepping in every sense of the word. They're pitching their dream restaurant. They're making their concept representation dishes. What dishes will this restaurant really be like? They're trying to give the judges a taste of their food, their visions, their vision boards. There's a small child outside our apartment. We're not sure what's going on. It's not one of our children. And, you know, they're really going for it. So who sent the judges to Nirvana with their Southern curry? And who presented the deadly fusion of under-seasoned and over-salted? Stay tuned for the blood match. This is Top Chef, the after show. Shout out. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Will you? Won't you? Subscribe to our podcast. Listen to our podcast. Give us a thumbs up. Follow us on social media. Annabelle Walls at Twitter. He just is a Twitter person, but he likes to view more than say.
I use Twitter for the news. It's a news aggregator for me.
Feed, if you will. Yeah. Maybe cheers.
I'm cheers. Yeah, too. Cheers to another successful week. I'd say maybe our most successful pandemic week today.
I think so.
Yeah. I think we're hitting our stride.
Wow. If you can strive and stride in a pandemic, you can stride anywhere. If I was going to hit a stride with anyone, I want to hit it.
Yeah, it's all relative.
Luckily, we're not relatives because then we'd be illegally married.
That would be weird. Mm-hmm. Mostly. And just in case.
We just explained this to a three-year-old a lot this week. Yeah. She wants to know why she can't marry her brother. Guys, let's talk about this taste of the episode. What dish does this episode, episode 7, what dish does this remind us of and why?
To me, this is like an amuse-bouche. Mm. This is just like that warm-up session that you're talking about in a Rocky movie. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, to whet the appetite. Mm-hmm. Because we have the big main event coming next week. It is very good, right?
Very good.
Yeah. We have the big main event coming next week. They needed to whet our appetite and get us excited for what was to come.
Do you feel like Top Chef has sort of made Restaurant Wars more and more of the stunt? Not the stunt, but like the big...
I think that
like
a lot of...
game.
Yeah, I think a lot of reality shows rely too heavily on like a particular episode that somehow they seem to think is the biggest, best episode of the season. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't typically deliver. The
really?
Snatch Game is Restaurant Wars actually does a better job than a lot of the other shows.
I really
the Snatch
do.
Snatch Game, it's like, for example, is yeah. just an average episode of yeah. Drag Race, I think.
Yeah, it's not any more standout than any yeah. other things
but
they do.
That being said, they lean on it heavily. And so they try to go up with clever ways to really build it up and yeah. come up with a twist or a spin.
Yeah.
Which is what they did this week.
We guessed there would be a two episode. It was.
Yeah.
We guessed that there would be, because we remember last season there was a two episode.
Yeah.
But I think that was, what were you going to say? I'm here to not interrupt.
No.
It's hard to not, but
I'm trying. This particular comment deserved interrupting. It's going to be quite boring.
What?
No, they've split up the actual making of the restaurant into two episodes in the past, and they've done some gimmicky things like they did this season.
Yeah.
Where they sort of set you up, but you don't actually get into the actual cooking. Sometimes they set up the restaurant and
that's
do, like, the construction
yeah.
and stuff.
It's like
the
day before.
Yeah, they've broken it up that way as well. But
that's what I was going to say, is most of the time when it's two episodes, it's still the teams. Because I feel like there's, to me, a better payoff when you watch these people sweat together to build the restaurant. And then the next episode is them actually executing and usually moderately to majorly failing horribly. This is just going to, I think, just be a one episode.
Well, that made me like this episode less.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oops. That was not what I was trying to do.
I do think you're correct, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's a bigger payoff because we don't know who the teams are going to be.
They struggle through 2 weeks.
We only know who the leaders of the teams are going to be. And we're going to get to that. To me, similarly to Dave's amuse-bouche, which is the high-end classy version of explaining what this episode reminded him of, mine is the lower-end version, which, you know, no judgment. It's high-low, a mix of things is where it's at. It's the bread-and-butter course in medieval times. So it's the food that comes right before the main event. And I don't mean the horses and the knights and the jousting. The main event is where you get to eat chicken and potatoes with your hands. So this
All
is the
amazing.
Food, right? This is the food that comes before that. Just hand bread and butter. I'm into it. I like it. But like, give me them potatoes with my hands.
So
Big
this is something I wanted to do my entire life.
Have you never gone?
I've never been.
We can make this happen for
do
you.
Do you actually spread the butter with your hands?
I'm trying to remember now. I'm going to, this is your knife. This is your fork. I can't remember now, but I do know I love it.
I knew
I
that
think
there
it might
was
be those little plastic dippers.
Yeah. I knew there was no silverware, so that doesn't come as a surprise, but I didn't think about what that actually meant in practice.
So quote a line from the Cable Guy. There was no silverware in medieval times, hence there is no silverware at medieval times. Would you like another Diet Coke? Wait a minute. So there's Diet Coke. We're digressing. We're going to get dinged by the producer, who we want to ding us because that means she's keeping us on track.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go to medieval times. We can make this happen. There'll be 25 of us there, maximum, plus the jouster, including the jouster.
So yeah, that's fine. I don't really care about the crowd.
It's a great time.
I'm there for the everything else.
Anyway, this episode title is Pitch Perfect. First, we thought it was going to be about baseball.
We thought we were going to Dodger Stadium.
But last time we thought it was going
to
be about Phil Rosenthal and it wasn't about him at
all. Yeah, so we're 0 for 2.
Okay. So they do, you know, let's just breeze through this house segment. I feel like we're really struggling to funks with the house segments.
Yeah, I don't even know why they're trying.
They should just skip it.
Yeah.
Give me more food. Give me more
yeah,
on the floor.
This episode felt a little bit rushed in terms of seeing the food stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a perfect example of,
I
know. You know.
I think they have a, you know, and I know this from the other end, like you have your formula. You know those beats need to go in. It's literally sweaty producers such as myself in a room with cards. Well, this scene could go here, and this could go here, and then we could have them say that. A show. Give me an Emmy. I almost said give me a Grammy. This house segment was just Brian V, the Voltage, the Golden Child, coping with being on the bottom, something he does not like and is not used to, but it happened. You know what I'm saying?
And of course, not because he made bad food, he just made the wrong food.
Crispin. Quick update. There was a double elimination last week. Quick update again. There was Last Chance Kitchen. Quick update from that. Someone came back.
Karen's back, baby. We love Karen.
We do love Karen. You sometimes don't love Karen.
No, I think when she sticks to her Italian food, I want to eat the you know what out of it.
Everyone has the fusion fever.
When she dabbles in fusion, it's like, what was going on? We'll get into it a little bit later, but come on.
She was good in Last Chance Kitchen.
Yeah.
She's good with her back against the wall.
And she's good at sticking with like what her true strengths are.
When she tried to make pasta and then pivoted.
Yeah, well, but she still made pasta. Just
she
not fresh.
Delicious pasta.
She still made
pasta. I would eat that Branzino.
I make my sauce like that.
Yeah. It's the dream.
Yeah.
So you're saying if you make a sauce, you can get away with pre-made pasta?
Well, there's a time and place for each. Certain sauces lend themselves to certain types of pastas.
Okay.
So certain things you would never eat with fresh pasta and certain things you would never eat with dry pasta.
Certain sauces you would never eat with fresh pasta. Tell me more. I think we're married. We can talk about this. Quick fire. Create a taco worthy of whom?
Danny Trejo.
Love that guy.
The guy's a god.
Padma did a very weird innuendo. She's like, and his resume is as long as his, and then didn't make the joke, like, mustache.
Could be anything. It was left to our imaginations.
Weird guys.
What do you think it was?
Mustache.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Tacos.
Or his list of amazing credits.
No one made a bean taco.
No one. They mostly made fish tacos.
Which is fine.
Yeah, we like fish tacos.
I think fish tacos are the trendiest street taco. Eh?
I don't know enough about the trends of street tacos to say it's the trendiest. I think that certainly the trendiest street tacos now, they have, they're just like elevated.
Yeah.
Regardless of like what the protein is.
Right.
Or lack thereof.
Right. Here's the deal. Gregory likes to do well. And in this, no, he did not. Too salty. And Eric, who also likes to do well, too much tortilla.
So too much.
That's
the ratio's
not enough
off.
Filling.
Yeah, the ratio's off. That's a death knell if I've ever heard one.
They looked really good. I would have eaten the majority of them. There was a lot of fusion. Leanne got a props, and she does not usually, I guess she does better in the quick fires than in the main ones, but she got a...
She has time to overthink it in the main challenge.
She's an overthinker. Danny Trejo said, Leanne's taco was a party of taste.
I mean, she made a yummy, cheesy, crusted...
That sounded good.
Yeah.
And a lot, and tortilla. They all made their tortillas except for... Oh, was Eric's flour? Is that why he also got dinged? Because
yeah,
too much tortilla was flour.
Padma didn't like that. And Kevin made a store-bought to focus on the filling, which sounded delicious.
He was in the middle, though.
Yeah, he was fine, though.
The other part of the top was Karen, because she's on a hot roll. It was good. I don't remember what it was, but it was good. And then Stephanie. Rare appearance in the top. Stephanie, the queen of self-sabotage and undermining. Stephanie?
Yes. But she found herself, yeah. And she was...
Her mouth is like this permanently.
She was, yeah. But then when she won...
She's grumpy cat.
When she won, her face was a gasp. Her
she
jaw
gasped.
Dropped. Yeah,
yes,
she, her
agree.
Jaw dropped, which meant that she was very surprised that she won.
We forgot to tell the whole thing with the quickfire, why it was funny. I'm sorry. I did interrupt you. I own that, everyone. You know who you are. I owned it. But...
No, that was appropriate. Totally.
We literally forgot.
It's all moot if we don't explain.
Please.
You had Danny Trejo, so you had to use the only tool you were allowed to use to create your taco was a samurai sword.
A machete.
Which
is a Hispanic samurai sword.
That's why I'm not supposed to be the guy explaining the stuff.
I'm giving you more floor space today. I want you to really spread them wings and fly.
I don't know if I need it. 10 square feet is probably fine.
You could spread your chicken wings, but chickens don't fly. A machete, guys, which is cool. It looked very sharp. I know that sounds dumb.
I mean,
but like,
the way that... I guess Baltaggio was cutting the proteins. It cut right through. That was impressive.
Well, that was impressive because I felt like they were kind of like soft hacking at a mango.
And to think that he was able to make such refined cruise food with a machete was just an amazing thing to watch.
I think he's probably been on a boat where all the knives were thrown overboard except for a machete and a
because there's some
like,
sort of like
old evening sandals.
Entertainment.
Yeah. There was the jugglers. Yeah.
Yeah. When he went down to the cruise in Hawaii, there was probably some sort of like
it went around Leanne's island. Guys, Gregory's so mad about not being able to do pristine knife work. He can't even handle it. And I love him for it.
Yeah.
Bless him.
He's
but like then he ends up on the bottom like he's not good. He's pissed.
He needed a little bit more time to the fine knife work for the salsa, which I'm sure would have been delicious.
I know.
I was actually sad that he didn't get to finish
it. That weird mole though did not look good. Was it Leanne's?
Didn't.
There was a weird mole happening.
Yeah. No. Malarkey made a mole.
It didn't look good.
No.
How is he still here? New segment, best accessory. These earrings, which are from my best friend's store, thank you, Unicorn Tribe, and other best accessory, Padma's indoor cop glasses.
Yeah, where did those come from?
I still hold that though, still in this episode, she's in a better mood. So either she's in love with one of the chefs, or one of the directors of the show, or someone else. Well, she's in love.
This is fun. Who would you guess?
Oh, of the chefs?
If it was a chef.
If I had to pick a chef.
I have one.
Who?
Well, you go first.
Is it Gregory?
No.
Okay. Well, Tajio.
No, I think it's
he's
Eric.
Married. No, he's married.
It doesn't matter. She's
no,
a crush
no,
on
no,
him.
No, 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 no. What if it's Pizza Bianco guy? You know, last week's quick fire judge. Love that guy. Okay, main course. We've alluded to it. We've danced around it. We've flat out said what it is. It's Restaurant Wars, but it's part one of Restaurant Wars.
It's the amuse-bouche, as I stated.
It's the restaurant amuse-bouche. So basically, the kids are all... concepting their own restaurant. This felt new.
This was new.
They've done it in groups before.
Yeah, they haven't had a pitch in this way. They've had to find a winning concept before in various different ways, but they were never each each had to come up with their own to find out what the winning concept would be.
The mood board, it was like arts and crafts up in there. It was like our house on for circle time with a three-year-old.
I found it inspirational. Did you? I've been thinking about doing
it. What would yours be? Well, your mood board, but what would your restaurant concept be? I'm just going to throw it at you.
I just want like a homey, you know, Italian. That's it.
Davide?
Yeah, like a, yeah, Davide.
Ciao Davide?
Sure.
Ew, Davide.
Anything that's just like, you know, a neighborhood restaurant, really solid pastas, really solid proteins.
But like red saucy or hipsterier?
Not necessarily like an old school red sauce Italian, but more like, you know, heartier, more rustic dishes for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're in on this challenge then, if we're doing In-N-Out on the challenge.
Yeah, totally. I love this idea.
You love it.
I love the idea of seeing them, see how their brains work and or how some of their brains don't work.
Well, this actually felt like a RuPaul challenge where it stretches different parts of them, mm-hmm. which they did that when they had to go sell at the mall too, which some of them, but I think it's still easier for them to sell to strangers because they're still standing behind their food, even though they're selling the condiment and whatnot. This is like straight up, you still have your food in front of you, but you are selling to a panel of very intimidating judges.
That said, a lot of them have several restaurants.
That's true. But they probably weren't the only people who had to sell those restaurants. They were the chef, and I'm sure they have partners.
Sure.
Except for Stephanie.
Malarkey owns 22 restaurants.
This can't be true.
So he's got a lot of experience in that
room. I think he owns two restaurants.
22, I believe.
How is this possible?
He's very successful in San
Diego.
Did
he franchise Subway sandwiches?
He is the San Diego dining scene.
And that's all you need to know about San Diego, guys. If you're watching from San Diego, hi. Love your work. Love the Gaslight.
I had one of the best meals of my life in San Diego.
The whale's vagina? What? Yeah.
It was at a Mexican restaurant, like a fancy high-end Mexican restaurant. Yes. And they had like a Mexican version of Oso Buco.
Oh, fun. Was it mole?
It.
Some of your best meals have been Mexican. That's just really thinking
Mexican's
about
Mexican's one of my, I love Mexican. Yeah. It was astounding.
When was this?
I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
We've been dating for 8 years. Well, we're married.
9 years ago.
Were we together?
I can't remember.
We've lost all sense of time.
Who knows?
Our anniversary is next weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Number 5.
That was so cute how you said that. Guys, so here's the deal. Guest judge, Stephanie from season Chicago 2, 3, very long time ago.
Very early on,
I can hit that wiki. She's
no need. It was very early. We're in
Girl on the Go. She's opening a restaurant in LA. We're very excited.
Yeah.
I'm sure her plans have been thrown askew.
We'll just wait patiently. We've waited this long.
You guys, we're going to run back to all the Top Chef restaurants. We cannot wait. And Kevin Bohm. From Boca, which they spelled wrong on the show.
In fairness, they spelled it how it's typically spelled.
Do you think their computers auto-corrected it?
I don't know what happened, but I think someone no longer has a job.
Yeah, well, a lot of people. Question.
Well, for that specific.
Did you know any of his restaurants when you peaked his group?
No.
Did that hallmark?
But they looked like exactly what I would have expected.
Yeah. It almost looked like papyrus, that font.
They were totally fine restaurants.
Where are they?
I think they're mostly in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure. To our viewers in Chicago, love your work. Okay, so let's.
Chicago is also one of my favorite food cities.
Tell me more. Because you've been to Alinea?
I haven't. Alinea? I don't know. Alinea?
Well, it sounds like nipple? Grand Ole Schultz.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Alinea.
I've never been there, but I've almost every meal there surprises me in a good way.
Really? Yeah. You love that za, bro.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love their deep dish.
I've had the deep dish too, and it's delicious. And I brought one home.
It's astoundingly good.
But I got a parking ticket, so it was at the same time. Oh, and I had a really good donut there too. Chicago, love it. Yes. So we're in it. We're both in on the challenge. They did a little segment. It was the chefs chilling out and doing bowling.
Yeah. Well, what was that? They didn't even, nothing of consequence came from that. It was just weird.
Stephanie stewing in the corner and freaking out. So I thought they were maybe setting her up to win.
But also Gregory got a strike, which was cool.
We stand Gregory.
Yeah.
Big time. Okay, here we go. So we're not exactly clear if they were told to make two dishes because it didn't seem like they all did, or if they were supposed to make a dish and sides. They all mostly made two dishes. We're going to talk about the dishes. We're going to talk about the concepts in the dishes presented for the restaurants, which restaurants we would attend.
Mm-hmm.
Not a concert.
Not a lot of them. Maybe half and half.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In no particular order. Brian V. Thatcher in the Rye. I just have a like diction problem. I want it to be Thatcher and Rye or the Thatcher and Rye, but not Thatcher and the Rye or Thatcher in the Rye. I have a problem with it.
I sort of understand what you're saying.
You know what I don't like the doesn't work.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
His son is named Thatcher. Very cute. Mid-Atlantic shellfish restaurant. I don't need to be shellfish about this, but he squeaked by with that concept because his second dish barely has shellfish.
So one of my favorite things in the world is just like a, you know, local sort of ocean or, you know, little, you know, beach town, just finding a seafood shack.
The shack.
Is
we know
like
a
the
shack
best thing in the world.
Of.
And so when he says that to me, the concepts.
Just, yes. He's good at sales.
Yeah, the alarm bells go off as this is going to be like right up my alley, exactly the type of place I want to eat. And then what does he serve there?
Well,
fancy cruise.
Yeah, so here's the deal. My notes auto-corrected to crap rolled up in jicama, but it was supposed to be crab. Crab rolled up in jicama with something and game hen with sunflower seed risotto and
like
shellfish broth.
And
is that gross?
He calls this casual. When I think of a seafood shack, I think of like
this is
fried clam roll.
Well, this is what he got raked over the coals for. You cannot call it more accessible. He's like a beautiful alien from another planet.
Just
who's like,
get it.
This is accessible for the people. Enjoy humans. Oh, I mean people. Enjoy. Like, it's literally that. But to him, it's just accessible because he docked his cruise ship on land. I pre-wrote that joke. Thank you. He's fine dining. Don't fight it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the judges said. And I totally agree. Do I want to eat those dishes? I don't know. He lost me when he veered from the concept.
What happens? I truly don't know. If you have game hen, which seems with seafood broth, is that gross or is it like fish sauce on chicken?
It depends because seafood broth can be so broad. In terms
what does
of
that
like,
even mean? Like there's
how
shell
like
bits in it?
No, just like the intensity of the seafood flavor can go a lot of different ways.
Oh.
So I don't know like how those flavors would go together.
Something about
that's
the
something
brown
I
wasn't
can't,
working for me.
Yeah, comment on unless I taste it. I have no idea.
So we would not try to go to like opening month if the Thatcher and the Rye were very whatever. We would maybe, we'd go on like a walking by situation.
What would happen is he would get reviewed by the New York Times. He would get one star.
Robin.
They would have to reimagine the restaurant and then it would be amazing. Like they would bring in a new chef.
Also, like going to seafood when his brother's the king of seafood, that's a move.
But I don't necessarily associate his brother with seafood per se.
But ink.
Yeah, but he's just everything. He's just experimental, like avant-garde.
It's like grocery shopping when you're really hungry. We're really hungry and we're talking about food.
Yeah.
Dave, all he does on Instagram, this is a tangent, very short. All he does on Instagram, because he discovered that Instagram literally just is the food porn portal of the world.
It's amazing.
So his feed is our 3-year-old's feed, basically, because we have her Instagram, and that's all we do is put up pictures of our new look at meat sandwiches.
That might be a big part of why the last week has been so amazing.
You said it brings you joy.
It's because I just look at food porn.
It's better
for
than
hours.
Twitter.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Eric. He dropped his food on the floor. Moving on.
We don't know what it was. It fell on the floor.
It was duck.
No, I
Florida.
Know. I'm joking.
Oh, it's not good. He's dropped it emotionally, mentally, physically. You just have a bad week and you have a bad week. It's called middle passage. The concept was a little bit tough too. She said from her seat of white privilege.
Yeah.
Like,
so here,
his food is probably so good.
There's a couple of things here. One, I think that this is his restaurant concept. Which is to say, this is the restaurant he wants to bring to the world.
Does he have a restaurant?
I don't.
I thought he did. I thought they made a big deal that Stephanie didn't, and he did, and everyone else did.
Maybe, but I didn't catch all the details. But this is a restaurant that this is like his dream passion project. And I think he choked because it was like so personal.
Oh, interesting.
And he put so much pressure.
Smart.
He put so much pressure on himself to really deliver. In terms of the concept, I don't really totally want to comment other than to say that I think most people probably don't want to go to dinner to get a history lesson more than like very cursory top, you know, 10,000 foot view.
I think he is so amazing at flavor. I think he brings something that, you know, similar to Gregory in a way, but completely different. I think he brings different flavors that the show has literally never seen. And he has a way of he's the best version of fusion. He has such a cool way of bringing things together. And I think that he is super hard on himself, like all these professional perfectionist artists are. And then it's just like when the food hit the ground.
Yeah, it's hard because he is a
perfectionist. Is anything more sad than that? Food hitting the ground?
It's happened like 3 times this week. And Florida. It's just like, I needed that.
Because Leanne, because Nene burning it. Oh, here in our house?
Yeah.
God, can't talk about it. Oh boy. So it was a duck and some sort of fancy Bavarian shrimp and casual, but still formal. And then it was formal, but also casual. There was white gloves, but the gloves were half on and half off. Maybe the fingers were cut off. It didn't make sense. It was
those cool ones where you can flip it over when it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're holding a hot dish. And you can also
touch your screen. So they work with your
I just bought phone. The cheap ones and they were so thin on the thing. So you could just get right through. Eric. Okay. Leanne. What are you doing?
I
would eat that.
They were way too hard on her.
They were really hard on
her. Like, when you go to Hawaii, that's what all of the restaurants are.
I know. I was thinking literally of that exact restaurant where we'd eat breakfast in Hanalei, not the main
Sabino. It's also like a good version of the dinner that we went to when we hung out with Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, it was that food.
Yeah, just the best.
And I'm on my modern Hawaiian. Salted egg curry? No. Mahi-mahi bites? Ooh. I mean, I'll eat them.
I mean, I didn't
twist
want
my
any,
arm.
Yeah, I didn't want any of that stuff.
I don't want salted egg curry. Yeah. Coconut and mango braised pork belly?
That one sounded good to me, actually, yeah.
She didn't have to use a machete to cut it. She cut the mango with a regular knife.
But the egg was a turnoff. The salted egg curry was a turnoff.
Tom no like.
No.
Pork underseasoned. Steph no like. Hate the concept. Mm-hmm. Like, go to Hawaii, chill out.
I don't understand why she had such a hard time with this, but yeah. Oh, sorry, Stephanie
She's
the judge.
She's very
Stephanie
uneven.
The contestant.
Stephanie the judge did not like Leanne, the contestants.
Yeah, we've been commenting on this in our internal conversations.
Yes.
Leanne is the second worst every single week.
Well.
And it's just amazing.
It's only a matter of time until you are the only worst.
She figures out a way to be better than. She is the worst person in the competition.
Do you?
But somebody always has a bad week.
Well, that was my question. So the only thing that beat hers was floor duck for worst.
Exactly. Someone just makes like a horrible mistake, which allows her to skate by.
Well, and then we have Restaurant Wars, which is going to be not probably all on her anyway.
Right, which is not to say I think she's a bad chef. I just
I her mom almost crumped on camera. Like, what do we want from her?
I just think she sticks too close to her comfort zone, and she gets rattled when she can't do that.
Yeah, I agree. She leaned, I think that was it. She like leaned so deep into her comfort zone. It was like, Malarks, dudes. I can't.
Wow. I'm speechless.
Pass.
Hard pass. I'm a millennial, technically.
You know, why don't
whoever
you want...
decides what those
you
years
are.
I technically fall into that category, and I wanted to go to that restaurant 0%.
You don't want Asian Baja street food. It's what everyone likes now.
Especially brought to you by Shrek, the donkey from the Shrek.
And the dragon.
The dragon from what movie?
I don't think there's a dragon in Shrek.
I don't think so either. And the judges loved his spiel. I couldn't believe how they were
just like,
it up.
He's like lowbrow entertainment for them.
He might come off better in person than he does on TV.
No. Here to talk about that. Absolutely not. I literally was like, why did they let this guy in the crew cook? I love crew people, but I am a crew person. I was just like, who is this? He's like, let's get to California. His energy is woo, 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 woo. He was just too much.
Yeah, he's like
too much.
He's like
30. Good.
He's like 30% enjoyable.
Spoiler alert. You guys, my episode that I'm on, I'm probably barely on it. You're probably gonna see me like fuzzily walk by in the side. Maybe we'll take a screen grab and show the friends.
We have to.
We're gonna have so many moms on that episode, you guys. I'm sorry. This after show in 2 weeks is gonna be lit. We'll talk about next week. We have a special guest for that.
Yeah, we might have to get us an extra time slot for that.
Sorry, Bree.
Thank you.
Okay, Malarks, what you up to? Shrimp and hamachi agua, something or other, braised oxtail with good blah, blah, blah. Oh, that was the mole I was speaking of.
Yeah, he made the mole and they couldn't even taste it. And they're like, oh, can't even taste it. This is amazing. This is such a
good concept.
What
do you mean they can't taste it?
They're like, the execution with a word I can't pronounce.
Gojuzha?
And the mole, yeah, and the mole. They're like, I didn't even really taste or maybe they didn't taste the gojuzha. They only tasted one component.
And Gail was riding hard for Malarks.
And yet she's
Gail and her sassy blue makeup, you do what you want to do.
Did this dish deliver? No. Do I love this restaurant? Absolutely.
Do you know why the money people liked it? Because he said the word millennials. That's brilliant. I almost said the F word, but we're trying to keep it clean. It's brilliant. He's like, here's the concept. Millennials. thank you for coming, mole. Like, that was literally it. And they were like, we love it. It's so well thought out. Millennials love Shrek. Perfect. So my concept is High School Musical and all the food is cafeteria food. Thank you. It's for millennials. Goodbye. Can I have $1 million?
Yeah, because millennials, all of them.
It's french fries, it's hot dogs, it's Carly Rae Jepsen. It's delicious. Okay.
Did you see the Disney sing-along when they did that High School Musical song?
We talked about how they're doing one on Mother's Day too, which is truly a gift for me.
You're welcome.
Thank you, America. Stephanie, you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. I want that smoked salmon pate situation with the salt and vinegar. What's happening? You love that stuff.
Yeah, but I would have gone trout.
I know. Oh, yeah, you have the point. I liked her concept. Her concept is half the restaurant neighborhood.
I don't understand why they hate it.
Blair's is that. Blair's is the neighborhood. It's Brooklyn.
I went. I ate at 100 delicious restaurants.
They're being rude. Yeah,
they're being rude because they didn't like the food, which goes back to my overall critique of the show. If I had to say one thing, it's like if your food delivers, then you did a great job with the challenge. And if your food doesn't deliver, you didn't understand the challenge, which is not the case.
So this is like, this holds for the art one and all that stuff?
Yeah, this is an example of if her food was better, they would have said, oh, great concept, but her food stunk. So they blamed it on the concept, which I just don't buy it.
Do you think her schnitzel schnucking?
It must have been. It's hard to screw up schnitzel, but I think it seems like some of the accoutrements didn't really go with the schnitzel per se. Because you should be able to fry a schnitzel, like a
was it
color.
Badly fried?
I don't know if the flavors didn't go together. I don't know. Like it should be hard to screw that up if you're a good professional chef. But
best schnitzel. Can't say it. Best schnitzel. Go.
I mean, I haven't. I mean, Butcher's Daughter, maybe.
Yeah, and you. Oh, sorry, guys. I knew you would.
No, that's not the right place. Butcher's Daughter is the vegan one. What's the other place that I ate at?
No, that's the.
Yeah, that's like the.
Farmer's Daughter is the vegan one.
Oh, so it is. Maybe it's Butcher's.
It's not a daughter's place. Yeah. Comfort foods that they can't execute at home. Yeah, that's a great concept. I don't know.
Maybe that didn't make any sense.
But guess what? I think we forgot to say that she won the quickfire. No, we did say that.
We alluded to it.
That she got immunity from the quickfire. Guys, we're tired. I'm sorry. She got immunity. So guess what? She's fine.
Do you think, well, this is a good time to discuss. Do you think, though, that she would have gone home over Eric, or it didn't matter?
No.
Or did Eric really just do such a
bad
job?
He really didn't like that duck. Floor duck.
It's,
but they really didn't like the
overcooked
schnitzel.
Duck is a danger. You're in a dangerous place.
I think that she would have gone home because I think that they thought her It Is a Neighborhood joint was a worse and less concept than It Is Middle Passage, which is awkward.
So you think
not.
He only went home because of her immunity?
Yeah. Oof.
This is the first time we're discussing this.
You have to weigh the challenge, but like, how do they not in the back of their heads be like, he is a better chef than her? She goes. Pavan basically said, your food sucked and your concept sucked. You would have been going home.
Yeah, that's...
that's pretty direct.
Yeah, but Tom's in charge.
Oh?
He's the head judge.
Daddy. It's true. Gregory. Khan.
Okay. I think, yeah.
Two dishes. Wood-fired Haitian, braised oxtail, sautéed plant... can't speak, guys. Braised oxtail, sautéed plantains, onions, and then you just some kind of red snapper with rice and peas. Give it to me.
Yeah, the red snapper looks really good. And the oxtail looks really good too. Everything looks amazing.
Is oxtail good? Is it really the tail? This is a dumb
question. One of those types of meats that needs to be, you're going to, this might be a word that you hate. We haven't talked about much. Stewed? What's that? Do you hate that word?
No. Oh. Happy.
Okay.
Love it. Stewed.
It needs to be cooked for a long time. It's a cheap, like, leftover cut that.
But is it literally the tail?
No,
why don't
I think
we eat
it's
other people's tails.
I think it is like around like the bone, like the butt bone. Is it coccyx? Is that down there?
Coccyx.
Where's your coccyx?
Your tailbone?
Yeah.
Coccyx. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like around.
We
there.
Used to have tails.
Sure.
Anybody?
We used to be monkeys.
Well, Melissa. Every little thing she does is magic. Except they didn't like the name of her restaurant or the concept so much. They did. Modern Asian cuisine. Yeah. Modern Asian California.
My takeaway is she half Asian?
Sabrina?
Yeah, her grandmother was Sabrina?
No. The Teenage Witch?
It was named after her.
The Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
So that cat's hanging around. It's unclear. The point is, her grandma was a ballroom dancer and a class act. And thusly, she made Asian ahi tuna, Asian pear, fermented black beans. Give me that on a leaf. Give me that. Did you eat the leaf? I don't want to eat the leaf.
I think you eat the leaf.
Yeah.
It was and a then, leaf of what?
The one thing I didn't write down. We'll talk about it. And then corn aglinati. I can't say it. Guys, it's over for me.
No, you got it. That's better than usual.
Really?
Aglinati. Yeah, you did good.
I said aglinati.
Oh, that's wrong.
Aglinati. Aglinati. Pilates.
This has been going on for years, by the way. It's just ravioli.
Me being able to say that?
Yeah, you have.
Is it cute though?
Yeah, but it's funny.
If I have to ask if it's cute, it's probably not cute.
No, I don't think that's true.
Is it cute?
Yeah, I love it.
Thanks, guys. With Chinese, again, autocorrect, with Chinese lap chewing.
So that I don't know what it's supposed
some
to be.
Some sauce and some music. Whatever. Michelin star, the end, that's all they say. Everything that they does is magic. Everything she does, they're like, Michelin-y's.
I don't know how she does it.
Snacks week after Michelin. Week,
how she can turn out like
honestly, because her vibe. I know I'm being a hippie yeah. right now, but like her vibe is happy, chill.
Right. She just buoyant, is so zen. She just calm. Blocks it all out.
She has the crystal.
Like these dishes are so refined and require such concentration and focus and seemingly guys, would think more adjust, time.
I'm sorry. No, she's this is an amazing, excellent example of attitude and poise and mental strength.
What I think is interesting
I don't remember from her other season.
I do. Okay. Her original season, you basically, in like 2020 hindsight, like retrospect, you saw that this is what she was becoming.
Oh, fun.
But you wouldn't have known it at the time. But why? It makes total, you see the evolution because you see what she was trying to do. Huh. And she was like, a more, like, what's the word I'm looking for? She was like, she was being molded clay. Like she was like
moldable clay.
No, she was like not quite there yet. She was like, she was young. She was still learning, but you could see in
she
hindsight,
had the makings of greatness.
Yeah, and that this was the direction that she was taking. All that.
That's awesome.
Like everything,
and also she probably practiced. No, but like literally, you can tell she's someone who like, this is her life. This is everything. She doesn't have kids.
Totally.
She's not married. Yeah. She like.
Like when you ask who I want to have a beer with, she seems pretty boring.
She's a good hang.
You think
so? You know, we're friends basically. Yeah. We're not friends. Yeah. She was like, cool. I wanted to like talk to her.
I think she seems a little bit more boring than most of the other. Because who she's so zen. Who do you want to have a beer with?
Kevin.
Yeah. I just want to talk about food basically. With
I
him,
know.
Yeah.
I want to have a beer with Stephanie and tell her to stop hating on herself. She's good that, times.
She is good times.
She's good times.
Yeah, she's goofy.
We need to move it along. I'm sorry. Okay. Kevin, country captain. Modeled on his grandma. Country captain is a dish. We didn't know. I didn't know.
I didn't. The way he talked about it was as if it was like so like.
I thought it was like a cool guy dish, in but, like a blazer yeah. with a cool hat.
Admittedly, I didn't know about it, but I haven't spent much time in the South.
Spiced curry chicken from the trade routes that would come in, not Louisiana per se, but like
maybe in that, Mississippi or something. Yeah.
Bread and butter pickles and hot chow chow.
Sure.
Which is what?
It's like a relish. But the thing about...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not rice?
No.
Oh.
But the thing about chow chow, I think it's hard to know what chow chow is because I think there's so many different versions.
Mm.
But it's basically, I think...
One of those.
Yeah, but I think in the... Because it's like so old and it's like there's no real recipe. Maybe mm-hmm. there is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the context of what he was doing, it's mm-hmm. like a... Pickled cabbage relish.
Give it. Didn't see it was looking at rice, so I got confused. Do you put it on rice? Or it's on the, it couldn't be
no,
on the
I
chicken.
Think it would, yeah, of course it could.
But there was curry on the chicken. There was so much going on.
Yeah, but
on
it would
already.
Cut through in like an acidic sort of pickled way to like, you know, lighten it up so it's not so rich.
I mean, we love Kevin.
Which is interesting. It's like that's a very refined sort of thing to do in like old, like southern mm-hmm. cooking from hundreds mm-hmm. of years ago. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think that, but chow chow, there you are.
The name is very funny too.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I want some cha-cha.
I want some cha-cha.
I thought it was rice. Karen, back. A little tired. Really determined. Modern dim sum called Three Black Crows. What? Maybe it's her and her partner and their kid.
Yeah.
The Black Crows is a band. Was a band. Focaccia dough, Asian scallion pancake with crab salad. Would eat.
Yeah. So I'm a bit of a hypocrite here.
Because and use brown butter aioli. Sorry.
I'll tell you why I'm a bit of a hypocrite here. Because I said earlier that Leanne leans like too heavily on her comfort zone and the stuff that she knows.
And you're mad that she went too far out of
here.
Her
zone, I want Karen to stick to her comfort zone.
I know.
Because I know I want to eat the crap out of that food. And this was just.
I don't know why she said modern dim sum. What she shot herself in the foot because they flat out said, no, you just mashed up Italian and Chinese food. Say it's that.
Yeah, and she made like
I think the word modern should have been Italian dim sum. That's
what was the what was your second dish according to your notes?
I'd love to tell you. It was sweet potato dumplings and red curry with kaffir lime peanuts.
Right. So that's not a dim sum dish.
I'll eat it.
And Tom was joking. It's like, you're going to serve that from a dim sum cart. It was like pretty funny.
He's very hot on her pushing a dim sum cart around. He wants to let her concept go through just to have carts. Love Tom. He's like, it's season 17, guys. Let's get weird. Like, let's just do, like, put weird stuff in the carts and the viewers, the eaters, the people, the restaurant, could just close their eyes and just grab something off the cart. It's like dish mantle.
But and if you get your if you put your hands in a stick, in a bowl of
butter, you have to eat
dumplings.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Hot,
so be it.
Dumplings and
sorry.
Such is life.
Such is life. Whiskiest move segment. What do you think was the whiskiest move? Oh, it says right here that we're muted. I hope that's not true. The whiskiest move to me would be serving food that fell on the floor.
I mean, I think he had more than one.
Did he? It's unclear. Number two, dangerous dessert course. It's elimination time, guys. There wasn't really a dessert course. We're just saying that because that's like the end segment of what happened in the show. Top group, Gregory, knew it. Kevin, knew it. Malarkey, it's happening. And Melissa.
Look, I will say this about Malarkey. Like, they all have deep experience, extensive experience in the restaurant industry. Like, they know what sells. So just because it doesn't resonate for me.
Or me.
Like, I also don't see Marvel movies in the theater.
But then we watch them later and we like them.
No, but my point is everyone in the world, so my sensibilities just don't match up.
Broad enough that it works for them.
Just because it doesn't speak to my sensibilities from a business standpoint, people who have experience are saying this is going to work. Like, I have to give them the benefit of the doubt that they know that stuff, right?
Yes.
So
two winners
because they're going to be the captains essentially. I don't know
literally.
Those are the teams draft.
Those are the two restaurants, but I am curious how they're going to draft.
Right.
For busy parents such as ourselves who didn't get to watch the next week, we have nothing to say about it. We just know it's going to be Restaurant Wars.
What were we supposed to do?
We didn't watch the teaser.
Oh.
I blame our children.
Yeah, it was like we had a
at least we got the 3-year-old into the show.
On the grass.
It's a time. Winners.
Well, there's two winners.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
And you gotta help me out here.
Gregory.
Oh,
bless
them.
Bless them all. So we're gonna have the country captain up against Khan. It's gonna be good.
I like the two names are country captain. It sounds like a good matchup.
The country captain versus Khan.
Yeah, do I like each of the individual names? Moot. Does it sound like a good matchup? Absolutely.
Absolutely. The real winner, people who love Southern curry, all seven of you, and people who love tiny ponytails. And you and Gregory.
This guy.
You know Gregory has a tiny ponytail.
His is so small. Does that even count?
Wow. Gets a ponytail. Gets very on a high horse about what length constitutes the ponytail. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
His is made up of just the top.
It's
no hair here now. I love it.
It's so small.
He is your bud.
I think, yeah. Totally.
Hello?
Yeah. Well, I think that we would have fun hanging out. Although he has strange dietary restrictions for a chef. But we've talked about this, yeah.
Here's who's on the bottom. Eric, Leanne, Stephanie.
Way to waste that, or actually,
she
way
didn't
to
waste
way,
it.
No,
that's
way, make a great,
using immunity. I don't think she tried to tank, but boy, was she lucky she had immunity. We've discussed. The loser was
Eric. It was actually pretty shocking.
And the real loser was whoever on the show crew has to clean up the duck on the floor. Thank you.
I will. That's very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love when you laugh.
I will say this. They do an excellent job of judging the dishes that week.
Yeah.
But you always say there has to be something at least subconsciously that goes in the back of their mind that says this is a great chef. And this is actually a testament to them.
You're right. You're right. They
because
kept
otherwise
Leanna
he would have definitely
Eric.
Stuck around. And they would have said
they kept Leanna for Eric.
Yeah. That I mean her salty egg had to be just as salty as the salty duck.
They really hated that
maybe
duck.
She didn't overboil the egg and he overcooked the duck.
They said it was a bite of peppercorn and duck. Is that bad?
Yeah, probably.
Probably because there was a coating of peppercorns on the floor to bed its landing. Where is that? Guys, here's stuff that Eric said when he was getting booted off. One, interrupted Tom to say, my bad, Tom. My bad. And then I felt really bad. I felt my bad for him.
Yeah,
he literally interrupted Tom. And I don't think that was a trick of editing. I think he was so effing sad.
It is.
He was like this when he went out on the other season too. Because he's too good. He's too good.
Yeah, it's just the perfectionism gets in his way because he can't. He can't react.
And it's what we've said from the beginning. This show is being a good chef and equally knowing how to play the game.
Right. At the end of the day, it's a game. It's so you have to skills. Be able to be it's good.
Yes.
It might be random. And it doesn't, yeah. might not speak
and they,
to
they
your,
ebb and flow.
Right. It might not speak to your skill as a chef, but he lacks the necessary skills to really thrive in Top Chef.
Here's another great quote from Eric, who I truly do love. I believe he was on my fantasy team the first year.
He was, and he actually got quite a lot of points at the end and almost caught up.
I can't
so
wait for
much.
Our fantasy league with what will be 6 people.
Probably, yeah.
I don't care. 3-3, even better. Here's another thing Eric said. Pressure makes diamonds. And this was when it was announced that he could go to Last Chance Kitchen because, understandably, they probably thought there wasn't going to be more Last Chance Kitchen because Karen came back. Pressure makes diamond. The Eric, I don't know his last name story. Good for him.
His poop is going to turn to diamonds.
Oh, boy. So next week, we will talk about this because here's some stuff. We're wrapping it up here, guys. You've been with us. We appreciate it, all 27 of you. The point is, two of them are us and our producer. The point is, next week is full on balls to the walls restaurant week. Restaurant Wars Week.
The point is, if
you could draft really quick, let's just play this game. If you could draft, here's Team Gregory, here's Team Kevin, how would you want this to go down? They're both chill, but like, what are the styles here? Who has to have malarkey?
So, ironic, I don't know, ironic is not the right word.
It's sounded right.
Often used incorrectly. Oh. Melissa and Kevin work together incredibly well.
But I thought she works. I thought she's worked with Gregory really well.
Yeah,
too.
But they did something that was like out of what would
they did.
Like, yeah,
oh,
they made a cabbage.
Oh,
yeah,
love
so
that. That's true.
Obviously,
that's true.
Kevin. I would say this: Kevin's first pick should be Melissa.
Uh-huh.
And if Gregory gets Melissa on his team somehow, and we don't know how the draft is going to go,
Gregory would have picked Eric.
But Gregory and Melissa together—they're clearly the two best. That team should never lose. I mean, who knows what's going to happen logistically with like 5,000 stuff.
They did the thing. That. Oh, I did see some of the preview. They did the thing. They did all the classic shots. If you're doing Restaurant Wars shot preview bingo, it was too many people standing in the waiting room, look like being pissed and waiting. Tom and Padma doing this. We've been waiting a long time. Where's the food? I mean, I've had 3 glasses of wine. Where's the food? This is Padma every time. Except for now, she has a secret boyfriend.
She basically is like my mom when the service is taking
too
long.
She's like,
I'm
honey
like,
when the service is taking too long.
It's pretty bad.
It's sunny.
But I guess that's why it doesn't really make me uncomfortable because I just grew up that way.
I'm from a WASP family and you were from a like Long Island Jewish family. These are very different ways of handling restaurants. We would like literally eat the wrong food and be like, and like grumble about it together in the car on the way home.
Oh, no.
Full on.
This is actually, like, my family sends back entire bottles of wine, which I didn't know that you could even do that.
I've been there. This is true.
Yeah.
Good times. I agree. I think Melissa on either team is magic. And I think the dumpos that no one's going to want is Stephanie. For no good reason. She's good on a line, Leanne, and Malarkey because he's too much.
So who's in the middle of
Natasha.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and Karen.
Right. So I think that
Karen's a workhorse.
Yeah, she's a workhorse. She turns out some pretty impressive things in a short amount of time.
It's a very ragtag group that's left. It's very weird.
It's a
I
little
wouldn't
bit
have guessed this.
No, I probably wouldn't have guessed this group either.
I would not have guessed
at the beginning.
Eric is out before Malarkey and Leanne.
No.
At all.
No, definitely.
Even
no.
Nene.
I would have thought Eric was there. I would have thought Mustache Joe was there. There's a
I
couple
can't even
of them.
Talk about Mustache
thought,
Joe.
Yeah, that being said, like so if of the 6 remaining, I would say Melissa is the top, followed by Voltaggio. Followed by, who was the other one in the middle that we just said and forgot about?
Karen. Mm-hmm.
And then followed by, in any order, I don't really care, Stephanie, Leanne, Malarkey.
Yeah.
Malarkey's probably the top of those 3. Just,
I hope they do like a fun way of picking. That's not just like rotating picks.
Yeah, or like knives or something like that.
They won't have time for a quick fire though. Like they just gotta.
No, they still might have them pick draw knives.
You know? Oh yeah, it's fun. Also, one of our segments is Tastiest Morsel, and we already said it, but the best chef test and one-liner, I still believe was a tie between Eric's My Bad, Tom, My Bad, and Eric's Pressure Makes Sense. Iconic.
Yeah, he's a lot of good sound bites on his way out. Good
you guys, next week for Restaurant Wars, we will be having a special guest named Micah, who is a manager of a restaurant in Los Angeles and has lots of experience and has lots of things to say about how a restaurant is menage, if you will. We might have a special guest appearance by our LCK correspondents who are just dying to come back on the show, understandably, because we thought they'd be done because we thought there was no more Last Chance Kitchen.
We thought last week was it. We let them go long on that basis. Enough.
The battle rages
and now
on.
It turns out we could have been brief because there was more to come.
It's going
to
be Nene, the previous winner of Last Chance Kitchen, versus Eric, who went out on this one, and then it's going to be whoever goes on in Restaurant Wars. It's going to be yikes. So then someone else will still be coming back.
Should I try to do that yikes too?
Please.
Yikes.
Pretty good. I liked it.
Not that good.
Yikes. You guys, thanks for watching our show. We really appreciate you. We appreciate you.
You
know,
guys are great.
I love the constructive criticism.
All the
guys.
Feedback's fantastic.
The point is, we're all learning and growing together. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please follow me, Annabelle Walls, at Twitter. You guys, live your lives. Have a great, great, great Friday. We have mice. Did we mention this? Kill me. Love you all. Love you the most.
Love you the most.
Bye.
Love you.
We're doing great.
Everyone. We're all doing great.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.